In this first in a pair of stories, we learn a little of the history of Sundance Studio and Productions based in Monterey. And in part two, we'll hear about how three energetic young women are increasing opportunities for dancers young and experienced. Sundance at the Bath Wellness Center is offering new classes this summer and will expand their offerings in the fall. So, first, the founder and veteran teacher.
My name is Dorothy Stevenson, and I'm the owner and director. Sundance started here in 2006, and basically I wanted to create a space in Highland where dance or creative arts of any kind would have kind of a home. My group, you know, originally is the Little Switzerland Cloggers, and I still instruct them, and they practice at Sundance Studio. Basically, that group needed, they wanted their own space, and like I said, I wanted a space where any kind of arts in the community would have a studio space to flourish, start, or grow if they wanted to. So I created Sundance as a place for that, but also as a home for the Little Switzerland Cloggers.
And did you grow up as a Little Switzerland Clogger yourself?
I did. I started when I was 6 years old, and when they were in Burnsville, Virginia, they practiced the old community center there, and it was the only dance form close, well, quote-unquote, close by. I live in Hightown, or close to Hightown, in Meadowdale in Highland County, so it was still a 45-minute drive for us to get to Burnsville, but it was the closest thing around. So I don't remember specifically wanting to clog. I just remember my mom taking me to clogging and plopping me down on the floor and putting shoes on my feet, and off I went, but I'm certainly glad she did it.
Many moms and dads who have driven their children long distances in and out of the Highlands for athletic or artistic opportunities can appreciate teachers who are willing to make the drive themselves. It does take a critical mass of students. I asked Dorothy what the range of numbers has been like for her over the 12 years she's been in business.
As far as like Little Switzerland and the performers, at one point, the when I was younger and first starting, the group had probably 40 people in it, which was a huge number. Now it's more around 15, and that's just, like I said, the performers. We have other classes of beginners and adults, and then I also teach around Waynesboro, Virginia, and have a group over there as well.
Along with the new offerings of elementary movement, fitness, and others, clogging will remain a staple at Sundance. Dorothy reassures those who may have doubts about trying something new.
Most people get in there and they're going, I don't know, I've got two left feet, I don't understand it, I think it's too complicated. And I show them, you know, in 30 minutes of a couple steps, and surprise washes over their face that they actually can get it. It's not as hard as it looks.
For more on the studio expanding to Bath and continuing in Highland, please stay tuned for part two of this pair of stories. For Allegheny Mountain Radio, I'm Amanda McGuire.